I see dead people.
Mother on that beat.
Hey, Monster Hunter beat. Debo, any rap. He a freak, though. Man down, call her Amber Lambs. Tell him, breathe, bro. Nella new to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these Jabroniers? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Marlon,
who
mama,
was?
How many options you really got? I mean, it's too many options.
The I'm biggest the loser yesterday. Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? I want to know. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can participate in today's show poll by going to civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show, or by texting your answer. Who had the worst day? Who was yesterday's biggest loser? Drake, Seal, or the Chiefs? If you text it in, just text one of those words, Drake, Seal, or the Chiefs. Drake, of course, because Kendrick Lamar has, I mean, game over, as the lights set at the end of his performance yesterday, and his long-standing beef with Drake sweeping the Grammys, a historic set of wins for Kendrick Lamar for his song Not Like Us, ending his show yesterday, Kendrick Lamar's show yesterday, with, of course, Not Like Us. It was pretty epic. I'm going to get to some of the symbolism in that show, because it's, I think it was really quite a political statement, especially the artistic sensibility of it, as juxtaposed with Beyonce's Beyonce Bowl. Like, both political messaging, completely different artistic look. These are two of our primary pop cultural artists, pinnacle at their game. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, if you know, you know, but if not, I'm here to tell you, the man won a Pulitzer Prize in music. Like, that's what a poet Kendrick Lamar is. So if it's hard for you to understand some of the words because you're not familiar with rap or hip hop, I suggest, like, checking it out. There are tons of explainers of Kendrick Lamar's lyrics, but they are worth the wait. Jake from Madison weighing in on our poll. Steve from Milwaukee. Let's see. Amy from Madison. Terry from Cross Plains. Don't worry. We will be catching all of your votes. No matter how you vote, we will total them up and share today's show poll. Who had the worst day yesterday? Who was the biggest loser? America's biggest loser? Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? I got to tell you, I was completely blown away, everybody, by how badly it went for the Chiefs in the first half. I think they should consider themselves lucky that they put up 20-plus points, because the way that the offensive and defensive lines of the Philadelphia Eagles were just owning Kansas City yesterday was pretty epic. And I have to say this, as someone who effectively played as a lineman in rugby, my position, if you know rugby, I was a second row, or a lock, depending on who you're talking to and what continent you play rugby on. I was in the four slot, sometimes the five slot, all of those terms for my position. We are the workhorses of the rugby offense and defense. We are often compared to linemen along with the props. And it was amazing to see a big person focused Super Bowl game. I heard at the beginning of the game, I wondered if you caught this stat, Aaron. Some of the commentators, they were talking about how in the first Super Bowl, the Packers offensive line averaged 6'3 and like 225 pounds. The Eagles offensive line yesterday averaged 6'6 and like nearly 350 pounds. Like, that's on average 6'6 and 350. Yikes. That is a lot of man meat on the line.
I sure would not want to be trying to run through that. I know I would not make it very far.
Absolutely not. So we're talking some Super Bowl as our first quick few things today. Maybe not so quick, because there's so much to talk about from the Super Bowl. You can join the conversation with Aaron running the board today. Jamie's helping me out. She's my senior producer. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Often the commercial's making as much news as the game itself. So we're talking about both, and I'm going to get to Kendrick Lamar's epic performance and a lot of the symbolism. He's definitely speaking to the current political moment in America. Certainly quite another juxtaposition to see Donald Trump in the stands and Kendrick Lamar taking the most valuable piece of entertainment real estate in the world yesterday at halftime. So we'll get there. Wanted to talk about a couple of my other like ew commercials. There was a commercial for a creamer that used
that one was
a
weird.
Disembodied tongue. Oh, so you clocked that as well, Aaron, huh?
Yeah, that one. Basically, they're sitting there drinking coffee. They add some foamy creamer to it. That's like whipped cream almost. And then it's some kind of weird LSD-fueled tongue trip.
Yes. I was like, it was a very like Aaron Rodgers ayahuasca retreat-esque disembodied tongue thing. Not even going to bother with the sound because it cannot convey the utter weirdness of it all. That was one of my least favorite cringe-worthy commercials yesterday during the Super Bowl. Dick from Madison joining us. Dick, what are your standout moments from the Super Bowl yesterday, sir?
Well, I'd say the worst moment was the on the field, the Chiefs. After all, they did not cross midfield until they were down 34-0.
Correct.
Now that's bad. Did you actually, did you remember that Brewer question, the 13th in a row, what holiday it fell on?
I did. Of course, we had to first correct that it was 1987. Yes, and it was Easter. I figured as soon as I got off the air, Dick, I checked it out, figured out the answer to that. And Dick, of course, I had a bunch of my friends giving me an absolutely hard time for not knowing that. I appreciate your participation, Dick. Always good to hear from you. What Dick's referring to is our new Friday segment at 3 o'clock every Friday. We do a little thing called Ask Maggie. It's another way for you to participate in this fine program. You can email any question that you've got. All questions welcome, about politics or not, sports, pop culture, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'll tell you what I think in 30 or 60 seconds or less, determined by my producer that day. And of course, my senior producer, Jamie. If you want to get going on that new segment, participate with us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just say it's an Ask Maggie question. You can text those in, or easier, just email askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. We're going to come back after these brief messages. We're going to share some more together about our favorite moments from the Super Bowl. And I'm going to break down Kendrick Lamar's amazing halftime performance, all coming up next after your farm update on this, the Civic Media Radio Network.
God, freaky, God, hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me say O V ho.
O V.
Say O V ho.
O V.
Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.